Isaiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" Friend, don't trust your heart. Trust in Jesus. Amen. Hey, welcome to this 8th day of July 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I'm freshly back from vacation. Got a little tan. Yeah, got some sun this past week. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. But if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is really all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music on the way, including this one from the All Souls Orchestra. It's 10,000 Reasons, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name.
Sing together.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name.
Your holy name. I worship your holy name.
Well, friend, I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. And, you know, 1 John 1:9 is probably one of my favorite Bible verses, at least in my top 10. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, I think it was Corrie Ten Boom who once said, God buries our sins in the depths of the sea and then puts up a sign that reads, no fishing. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing. to Jesus, sing to Jesus, and live. Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
That's right. We've come to lift up that set-apart name of Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. It is Joey Kroll, and just want to quickly remind you, giving away my latest book, At the King's Feet. Just connect with the program on Facebook. Just visit Sunday Worship Radio. Just search for it on Facebook right there and connect with us there and get signed up to win my latest devotional book, At the King's Feet. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. You know, remember the days when there was static on your TV? Static was the thing that appeared on the television screen in the days before cable and satellite TV, when the signals were broadcast through the air with an antenna on top of the roof. Remember those days? Boy, that goes back. And, you know, I mean, storms or flocks of birds, almost anything could interrupt the signal and cause static on the screen. And I think it was Dr. Stanley who talks about spiritual static. That's when our ability to sense God's blessing in life gets interrupted by our sin. Psalm 66, verse 18, listen to this. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So friend, whatever it is that's separating that sweet fellowship between you and Him, get rid of it. Confess it and ask Him to give you a clean heart. Give you praise.
Psalm 95 says, "Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise."
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray,
Just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. Do you feel that the Lord has forgotten your need? Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps. All of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you are having yourself a great weekend. This past week, our family went out of town on our family vacation, got back yesterday. And feeling pretty good. Kind of tired. Sometimes you just need a vacation from the vacation. You know what I'm talking about. So it was. It's been a great week, and good to be back home in the normal environment. That's for sure. And I'll tell you what. Most every email provider has a special feature called the junk folder. It really helps reduce those unwanted email messages in your inbox, also known as spam. You know, spammers are so creative these days and will do whatever it takes for you to open their email message. They will disguise their subject line, you know what I'm talking about, in their email so that you can be tricked into opening the message. You know, God's Word talks a great deal about spiritual spammers. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." Friend, while we are to show a great deal of respect to our pastors and spiritual teachers, we are to make sure they are teaching truth. And what is the best way to ensure that they're teaching truth? Through the Word of God. You know, an email provider can do its best to weed out spam emails. God's Word is the best choice for weeding out false teaching.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be
Yeah, the great sound of Mr. Ivan Parker, and I'd rather have Jesus. Hey, Fred, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you, Joey at greatnewsradio.org, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Always enjoy hearing from you. Or you can find out more about this radio ministry. Just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people. Friend, I hope you have a chance to do that. Get connected to a local church, and I hope you have yourself a good rest of your Sunday. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.